Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What'd you think of his little nugget about not liking Butch Davis?
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
I was here and covered Butch Davis when he was here as the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand how the players felt that way. I don't mean that in any disparaging way. Butch had his way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, it was kind of Butch's way or the highway.
Harder to cover, because I wasn't covering the team at this point. Butch or Bill?
Bill.
Yeah. Bill was way harder?
Yeah. Butch, one time, before we get back to what Jamel said, there was something that wasn't going right. And we got done with the press conference with Butch.
Mm-hmm.
And Butch was kind of like Marty. I kind of remember Butch always like made himself look presentable to do these press conferences, which I always thought, that's a good idea. You know, you're not talking to the media members. You're talking to your fan base.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, forget the people in the room. You're talking to the people who buy the tickets.
Right.
And so I always appreciated that about him. But one day, his press conference ended. How often does this ever happen? And we got done, you know.
Yeah.
You always hear on when we run Kevin's things, you know, we'll take two more, we'll take one more.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Boom, they're out.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's standard operating procedure.
Now it is.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't in the past, but yeah.
Not always. Butch got done, and he, like, leaned back in the chair, and he started talking. And he was telling us about something, and some of the folks had already left, but there were probably 8, 9, 10 of us still in there. And he goes, come here. Let's come here. I want to show you guys something. And he took us out of the media room and took us into a back room where there was a monitor set up.
Okay.
And he showed us game tape.
Wow.
And he's breaking stuff down and showing us, this is what I'm talking about when we're doing this.
Right.
Now he's trying to sell what he's trying to sell.
Right.
But I thought it was really interesting. The only time a coach has ever done that.
Said, hey, let me just show you this. This is what we're trying to do.
Yeah, it took us somewhere into the other part of the building, you know, where we're not supposed to be.
Right.
And was going over, this is what I'm talking about. This, you see this? This is, and I thought it was great. It was educational. Very helpful. But it was.
I wonder why.
But he certainly had.
I mean, I'm sure there are coaches.
Butch liked a lot of Butch. And that's okay. I mean, coaches don't get into those gigs unless they're pretty confident.
Yeah, the only guys that are getting that now are state-run media, right? I mean, that's the only place you're going to get that kind of access to try to figure out exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're I look at some coaches that are just – that. I understand why coaches get paranoid. Completely understand it. Because you think everyone's out for your job. Because you think
– Well, everybody is.
Yeah. But by the same token, you know, great coaches – coaches that are able to last forever, that pressure's gone, isn't it? Although, look at Bill Belichick. Even in the end, there was pressure on him, finally, right? You keep churning out Super Bowl after Super Bowl, you think you're bulletproof, right?
Yeah.
And even in the end, he got fired. So, I guess that's the moral of the story, that even Bill Belichick could get let go. Or find itself in a different direction.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth? Jamel said he would redo the running back room through the draft, and he wasn't...
you don't have to pay as much.
He also wasn't locked in on Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I know. I think because he understands the business of the game. That's why. I think that... I don't know why.
He's a player. He knows how cutthroat it is.
Yeah. I do think that there's... Nick has a boundary around him, though. I mean, I'm sure it's the older fans in us that we never want to see another bad situation. Like, I don't know. I always call it Bernie Kosar PTSD, kind of, you know? Like the way Bernie was like, I don't think that'll ever happen again. And I don't even think, even if they don't work things out with Nick and can't come up with a solution, that will ever be felt the same way because he was back last year. But I just, there's something about Nick and the bond that he has with the fans. I think that bond is the same with the Haslams. So that's why I think he is, you know, as long as they come up with something that's fair and reasonable, reasonable to the general manager, reasonable to ownership, and reasonable to Nick, that he ends up staying, that they figure out a way to get another year out of him. Jamel's, unless he retires, Jeff. Yeah. I mean, there's a part that thinks that maybe he retires.
Yeah, and he could. Jamel said through the draft, you'll see all kinds of rankings. I just called up one of them, waltercampfootball.com, and they always do a good job. They have 12 running backs who are projected to go between rounds 1 and 4.
Okay.
That's a lot of running backs, Andy. That, I mean, that's 12. You have 32 teams.
Right? Who's in there? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, just all, both of the Ohio State running backs.
How high are they in that list?
Travion is number 9, and Judkins is number 2.
Yeah, I can see it.
Judkins projected rounds 1 through 2. So first or second rounder, which means he might be there in the 3rd. So in other words, the Browns can certainly go get somebody in the draft at the running back spot, but there will also be some free agent running backs available. You know, I threw out a name earlier that I think is worth watching to see where he lands, and that's Miles Sanders,
who
was pretty good in Philly and did not do very well in Carolina, and then Chuba Hubbard has taken over there. So just there will be guys available who can do the job, and I wonder if the success of veterans who changed teams this year and were really good in their first year with their new teams, you know, Josh Jacobs, Joe Mixon, Derrick Henry. You know, there are a ton of these guys. There are like 5 or 6 of them who did really well with their first year of the new team. I wonder what role that plays in what teams do moving forward. I want to talk about the coaching jobs that are open right now. And if you haven't heard, Mike McCarthy out in Dallas, according to all reports, his contract was up. And there was talk that they were going to chat and try and get a new contract.
Yeah, apparently, it didn't work.
Apparently not.
Remember, they denied the Bears last week. The Bears asked for permission to talk to them in this week before.
Yeah, well, the Bears have permission now.
Yeah, they can talk to them
tomorrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are 6 jobs open. Jets, Saints, Bears, Jaguars, Raiders, and now Cowboys. Patriots job filled with Mike Vrabel. If you're, and I just bounced this off Mike McCarthy, known hater, Dan Menigan. I said, if you're the Jets.
You're such a jerk.
The Jets, the Saints, the Bears, and Jags. You want to talk to McCarthy, don't you? And known Mike McCarthy hater Dan Menigan said yes. Actually, if you're those 4 teams, you do want to talk to him. I would think McCarthy, if he wants to work, is going to get one of those 4 jobs. I wonder if the Raiders would have any interest in McCarthy. We know the Cowboys don't.
I could see the Raiders going after McCarthy.
Can you?
Yeah.
I just think he'd be
not be a bad fit.
I think he'd be a really good solid hire for any of these teams with an opening other than the Cowboys, and I think he would have worked there. But, man, if I'm the Jets or Saints or Bears, even Jags, and I'm all over that guy. He's become my number one candidate. So I think McCarthy, if he wants to, is going to get a job. We'll see. Would you want to work for those owners?
That's the question.
We're going to discuss that in a minute. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.